Welcome to the Huntington Way Show, where we help parents navigate the educational maze. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, author and founder of inspirationalhomeschooling.com. Today's guest is Sarah Hurley. She's a homeschool mom of four and the director of operations for Falcon Arrow Lab. We are discussing Falcon Arrow Lab's history and their future plans. You're listening to Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. Welcome back to our show, Sarah.
Thank you. Thank
It's so good to have you back.
It's been a lot of fun. I'm glad to be here.
To recap, in part one, we discussed Sarah's passion for homeschooling her kids, how that evolved over time, and her passion for serving families through Falcon Arrow Lab. Now we will discuss ways that Falcon Arrow Lab supports you in making your child's dreams possible. Sarah, what courses did Falcon Arrow Lab offer at the beginning?
We started with our intro class. Everybody calls it 1A. That was kind of the name it started with. But it's really the Intro to Aerospace Studies. That's kind of our flagship program. That's where it all started. And it's a great opportunity for them to really experience different flight experiences across the board, see what they're interested in, so that when they go into our deeper level two studies, they kind of have an idea of where their interests are leading them. So in our intro class, they get to fly in a powered airplane, a glider, a helicopter, and do the indoor vertical wind tunnel, which is a lot of fun. That is probably one of my favorite experiences. Great workout too. Oh my gosh.
So you've done that.
I have actually done all of the experiences, and most of our instructors have too, just so we know what the students are going through and what they're experiencing. But then we also do the very hands-on component of building the radio-controlled airplanes, building the drone the second semester, so they get to learn some skills there. Some of them have never used a hot glue gun. Some of them have never soldered. So it's really cool to even give them a little bit of that, safety and working with things that, could be dangerous. And so introducing them to things like that even is a cool aspect of it. But then, of course, we bring in amazing speakers like astronauts and engineers and pilots of all sorts and physicians. It's a wonderful, wonderful place to start our program. Always encourage when they have the opportunity that students start there and take our intro class. And then after our intro class, it really developed into what comes next. I think every year we had families saying, "Okay, I did that. Now what?" Which is our family included. I think we were definitely on the leading edge of going, "Okay, that was really fun. Now what are we going to do?" So our flight programs kind of developed from there. Our glider program happened the second year, where we had a group of four students that went through the glider program, and two of them ended up soloing that year. And it just the now the glider program is we can accommodate about 14 students here locally at Meadow Lake Airport, and our solo rate is about 90%. So it's a really cool, great program. I can't say enough about the instructors and the foundations that they set for those students. I feel like they are going to just all be so successful at life coming out of that program. And then after that, they can move on to the powered flight program and experience flying a airplane with an engine. You wouldn't think it would be that different, but it's definitely a step up. Lots more to think about and look at as you're flying. And then we started to develop our IFT, our Introductory Flight Training Drone program. And now that has developed into where we are producing a lot. I'm so impressed with these students. So many certified Part 107 drone pilots coming out of that program. We just had testing weeks for our current students, and I think we put out something like 28 new drone pilots this year, which is wild. It is so cool to think about. So really excited about that. On the other side, we have are cyber-based programs. So we have cyber fundamentals, and then after that, they can dig into programming and their certifications, so the CompTIA certifications. We have a couple students that are getting ready to take their Security Plus
Wow.
testing and hopefully get certified there, which is a huge thing to go into industry with. Big benefit there. Our computer-aided design kids, they just finished their testing week, so we have our intro kids that are now certified in SolidWorks, and they can go into industry with that. And then our second year students just took the professional certification for SolidWorks, which is one more step up, and they had an amazing success rate with that really hard test. We're so proud of all these kids that have like stepped up and done amazing things. And then our aviation mechanics course is they are completing their Mach 100 hour annual on their airplanes there in the hangar. So they're going through all the systems, learning about every little bit and piece of the inside of those engines and how those airplanes need to be maintained. So that's a really cool that our aviation mechanics program has really developed from an intro class. Now next year we're going to add a fourth year of our aviation mechanics course. So they'll do the airframe, power plant, and then avionics, and really career planning and career placement, looking at that for our fourth year of that course, which is amazing. Just to think that these kids will be so set up for continuing their education to get certified. And then let's see what else. Oh, not as much aviation, but our adventure-based leadership kiddos, they are getting ready to hike Pikes Peak, which is a huge accomplishment. So excited about that. I would love to join them, but not in good enough shape. So we try to meet them at the top and celebrate with them,
Aw.
but so lots of really cool things happening as AirLab has developed more and more pathways for these students, and how can we help them leave our program with certification and licensure to really kick off their next chapter in life, whether that's career or college. We want to be there to support either option.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like they're preparing them well for, jobs, careers, college, whatever they are
Yeah.
doing. Wow. So you've already answered that Falcon Aero Lab has grown and you have future plans, I'm sure.
Yes, and I think the biggest goal overarching everything and the motivation for growth for us is really just to bless as many students as we can with this opportunity. It definitely is a passion of mine. It goes back to my own child really finding her way and finding her passion through AeroLab. I want as many kids to experience that as possible. And so we've definitely stretched ourselves and leaned into the growth and put in a lot of time and hours to make this work. But it has been so fun every step of the way, so enjoyable. And watching these kids grow up, accomplish these big things, and just the smiles and the joy that it brings them makes it all worthwhile. So kind of our next step too is getting more into outreach. So reaching into some of the areas that really aviation is not present in. I know one of Mark Hyatt's favorite sayings is to be something different, you have to see something different. And I believe that wholeheartedly, that we are giving these kids an opportunity to see something different and trying to show representation for our young ladies and our kids of color that you can also pursue these things.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that you want to reach out and help families far and wide of
Yes.
all kinds. So, and that really is just such a beautiful mission. Sarah, thank you for sharing about Falcon AeroLab's history and their future plans. When we come back, Sarah and I will discuss ways that Falcon AeroLab supports you in making your child's dreams attainable. Welcome back to the Huntington Way Show. You are listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, and I'm here with Sarah Hurley, and we are discussing ways Falcon Aerolab supports you in making your child's dreams attainable. Welcome back, Sarah.
Thank you.
Yes. So we have teachers that are working at Falcon Aerolab, and they seem to be just very into what they're doing. They have a background in what they are teaching. So can you share a little bit about that and their passions?
Yes, thank you for the opportunity to talk about our instructors, because it really is what makes Aerolab just amazing and everything that it is. They are all coming from industry, so they've got a background in what they're teaching, which I think is a huge benefit. They've kind of been there, done that, and we are so blessed to have teachers that are coming to us that are enthusiastic. They really have a heart for inspiring the next generation, bringing these kids in to something that they're interested in, and they just have so much excitement to pass down to these students, and that really comes across for the classes. The instructors get to put together a lot of the curriculum. They get to pick what they get to teach about, and I think that kind of ignites and brings back their teaching spirit as well. And so we just appreciate them so much. They pour so much of themselves into each of these students every year. They are there to celebrate with them when they succeed. It's so fun to watch them talk about their students like a proud parent when they are passing these tests or accomplishing their goals. I think that's one of my favorite things about Aerolab as just a parent, having students gone through, is the mentorship that comes along with it. They really, these instructors stick with these students, and for years after they've had them in their classes. As my oldest has gone through all of her flight training, there have been so many of her instructors that have checked back in with her. How's it going? You know, can we do anything to help? You want to talk about anything? You know, the mentorship is such a huge piece of why these kids are successful. I've seen it personally as a parent, and on the other side, you know, on the instructor side, getting to see how excited they are about their students succeeding. So it is a lot of fun, I would say. Probably the best piece of what we do is our instructors.
Yeah, they really do minister to the kids a lot. And I've had some of that experience with my son and my daughter as well. And, you know, they go above and beyond too. So have you heard any of those kind of stories from parents?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Again, just I always, our cyber instructor, he has volunteered his time almost every summer for any of the students that want to continue, come back and make progress. He is definitely one of our instructors that goes above and beyond, and we just appreciate him. He's one that has come out of industry that we know he could very well be making quite a good salary, and instead he chooses to come and teach students at Falcon Aerolab. And you can just tell it's a real passion of his. But again, you know, so much of his time and efforts and energy go into it. A big component of what we teach at Falcon Aerolab is character and leadership. That is a huge thread that's woven into all of our classes. So to have such outstanding adults really speaking into our children has been a huge blessing, just personally for our family. Even our youngest boys, their instructor at Young Falcons has done such a good job of leading and guiding these mostly rambunctious groups of boys, allowing them to make mistakes and take some personal responsibility and own up to things and decide how to make better choices the next time, which has been a really cool thing to see at such a young age, to have a teacher come into your life and allow you to make mistakes without feeling like you've done something terribly wrong.
Yeah, that is really neat. Now, I just want to go into, I had Mark Hyatt here, and he's the founder of Falcon Aerolab. And he mentioned removing impediments in helping kids attain their goals. So, how does Falcon Aerolab work to remove those impediments?
Yes, I would say that speaks to Mark Hyatt's heart so much, is just how can we figure out how to make this happen for the kids that show skill and will. Those are his words. And he is so invested in making that happen, removing all the barriers that come along with it, whether it's financial or just mentorship, how to get started, coaching through different aspects of career ideas and placements for college. And he spends so much time with these students, really guiding them and helping them decide where it is that they want to take their next step. But definitely financial. We are here to support these students, and so we do know that there is a cost that comes with joining Falcon Aerolab, and Mark has made that commitment that, we will come alongside the families to help make this happen for whoever wants to come and join in our classes. So we have payment plans. We do offer partial scholarships for any sort of lab fees. Some really exciting things coming down the pipeline as far as scholarships, which is we do know that aviation is incredibly expensive. It is probably one of the biggest deterrents for pursuing a career in aviation, is the cost. And so we recognize that. Mark has set up a nonprofit of 501c3 so that we can start pursuing different grants and really bringing that to the forefront of providing scholarships for our students that want to take this pathway. We can help them along the way. Our local EAA chapter 72 out in Meadow Lake has stepped up in a huge way this year. We Actually, I'm also the scholarship coordinator over there, and so it's been really a lot of fun. We've been able to award 4 scholarships recently, so our recipients were just notified, and we get to start flight training with them. So there was 2 $11,000 scholarships and then 2 $5,000 scholarships. So we just have so much support around the community, which is just a huge part of the success of these students, is how many people can we get involved to rally around these students. So outside of the SOAR Foundation, which was just set up, and we are working towards getting money coming in on that side to be able to award scholarships through Aerolab and the SOAR Foundation. We also just have some community partners that are really excited about what we're doing and just as excited to get these kids involved in aviation and offer them an opportunity to ease some of the burden that comes along with it. But yeah, so I always say I'm not a pilot, but my very favorite thing is the aviation community. So thankfully they have adopted me as as an honorary pilot, and let me be a part of the aviation community. But never in my life have I experienced such a wonderful group of people that are so encouraging and uplifting, and really just taking a step up and then reaching behind them to help the next person come along. It has been an inspiration. It's been so much fun to watch this group of people come and rally around the youth, and just themselves too. Even as adults, we get a lot of parents actually that come to us and say, "I love this for my kid. I also want to be a part of this." So it's been a lot of fun to connect them with resources that can help them get involved and engaged. And so yeah, I adore the aviation community. I love being a part of it. Probably one of my favorite things that's come out of Aerolab for me personally.
There's probably listeners out there that might like to contribute to the foundation. Can you share how they might be able to do that?
Yes, the website is up and live. It is SOAR dash foundation.org, no, dot net, I'm sorry, soar-foundation.net. And there is a donate button there that they can hop on and make a contribution in any amount, and it will all go towards making big things happen for these kiddos.
Wow, that's great. I am so glad that you shared that. Now, tell me again how students and parents can get involved with Falcon Aero Lab.
Yeah, we would love to welcome anyone that has a student that's interested in any sort of STEM or aviation aerospace careers. The best place to get in touch with us is through the website, which is just falconaerolab.org. So FALCON Aerolab is AEROLAB.org. And that is the easiest way to connect with us. That'll send a message right to us. Otherwise, I think our contact information is on Facebook, as well as just word of mouth. So if you know somebody, they probably have our contact information.
That's sure true.
Yeah.
I told many people about Falcon Aero Lab. Well, Sarah, it's been wonderful having you on this show. Thank you for sharing ways in which our listeners can help make their children's dreams a reality. This is Yvonne Strawn, today's host on the Huntington Way Show, where we support you in educating your kids. Thank you for joining us.